this dispensational garbage that people spew out, talking about, no, we're living in the Laodicean era. You're Laodicean, but not me.
Right.
You're lukewarm, but I'm not. Amen. You don't want to go sowing, but I do.
Amen.
Look, I'm sick of it.
Right.
Of your dispensational garbage, your excuse to not do anything for God. And look, we're nothing mighty, we're nothing wonderful, we're nothing beautiful, but guess what? We want to be used of God. We want to be that chosen generation to do something great for God.
Amen.
But what's the answer of God to him? I have reserved to myself, he said, 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. And I want God to look at Faith Forward Baptist Church here in El Monte and said, I have reserved these people who have not bowed down to the knee to Baal, the Baal of sodomy, the Baal of lukewarmness, the Baal of no soul winning, the Baal of no holiness, and I'm going to use them to do something great for God.
Amen.
This isn't Laodicea Baptist Church.
Right.
And it never will be. We'll burn this place down before it becomes a Laodicea Baptist Church.
Amen.
Right. To get it on fire for God. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
This is Hellfire Baptist Church. This is the Chosen Generation Baptist Church. God has reserved to himself these 7,000 people who will not bow the knee to Baal. Okay? No matter how much they criticize us, no matter how much they persecute us, no matter how much they slander and lie and hate and despise us, it doesn't matter. We're the chosen generation who's going to do something great for God here.
Amen.
Not lukewarmness. No. We are the chosen generation. Oh, but you're a bunch of nobodies. You can't be chosen with your little storefronts and your gate. I don't even know what's up with this. What's this? Alex said this is to keep the sodomites out. You're with your industry, disrespectful, cussing preaching. By the way, I don't cuss.
Yep.
Okay? Damn, hell, piss are not cuss words.
Amen.
These are God's words. And shame on the pastor that will look at a word like bastard and say, oh, you guys are cussing. Those are God's words.
Amen.
The words of the Lord are pure words, the Bible says.
Amen.
The Bible says that if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God, the Bible says.
Amen.
A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pitchers of silver. And what better words to speak than the word of God?
Amen.